Good morning. I suspect you were maybe hoping you'd avoid having to listen to me this morning, but alas, technology continues to carry us through this process. I want to take some time and talk to you a little bit about our reading from Matthew today. This will be a unique sermon slash lesson. Two things, it's a video, so that's a first for me. Second, I don't think I've ever preached from a sitting position, but it just seemed the best option this morning, so we'll see how it goes. Anyway, as we're looking at the gospel according to Matthew, we can see immediately that Jesus is telling a parable, and we'll notice from our lectionary that there's a whole section that's skipped where Jesus talks about the purpose of the parables. And then it goes back to the explanation of the parable that he just gave. So we're going to focus primarily on the explanation where Jesus himself says, hear the parable of the sower. Now, many people would say this is a parable about the soils, not the sower. So the concept being the sower is casting the seed in all these various places. But I want to focus primarily in the midst of this on these verses 18 to 23 and the place in which the sower scatters. The sower scatters in four areas: the path, the rocky ground, among the thorns, and on good soil. As we see and look at the explanation, Jesus is pretty clear, which is, makes this really one of the best parables that we'll find, as Jesus tells us exactly what he's talking about at the request of his disciples. So we know that the seed tossed on the path, it's just gone out there. It doesn't land any place of any value. Whoever hears it has done absolutely nothing with it. They didn't understand at all the words. The other part being the next soil, I should say, is the rocky ground. Now the rocky ground, that's the shallow soil. And that's where we've seen people receive God's word and the understanding of what's being said, and they just jump up and they run with it. And they think, this is amazing. I've discovered this peace. But they are so focused on all the blessings of having this relationship with Jesus Christ that what happens is when something goes on in their life that doesn't show that same blessing, they have a struggle, for instance, a tragedy strikes or an illness strikes, and suddenly their faith has no depth. And they just say, you know, I tried the Jesus thing, it didn't work out. As soon as something goes wrong, they run. There's no depth to their faith at this point. Then we hear of the seed that falls among the thorns. Well, the thorns are obvious to us this day, isn't it? It's all the things of this world. Everything that will distract us from hearing what God is saying. You know, we may catch on to it, and we may live somewhat into our understanding of our faithful life in following Jesus Christ. But when something of the world comes along that is more appealing, so to speak, whether it be materialism, financial gain, the lure of behaviors that are not necessarily in alignment with God, we'll just wander off and follow those things being the thorns. And then, of course, there are the seeds that land on good soil, and they settle in deep, they grow roots, and they grow. You know, what God is sharing with us grows, and it bears fruit. So that's what Jesus is trying to say. But what it really has to do with, from my understanding, is it has much to do with God's grace and our response. See, the level of grace that God gives is the same, no matter what. What changes is how ready are we, his people, to hear and accept the grace. And then once that has happened, how ready are we to respond? So I think there's a verse in here that's very important in verse 19. It says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. Now, trying to gain understanding would seem as though this would be a very important thing for us as followers of Jesus to do. And how do we do that? Well, we do that by reading his word, by praying, by meditating, by studying, by interacting with others to get a deeper understanding, to read books that were maybe written by people smarter than we, that have deeper insight. But I want to hear, I want you to hear, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, the word of the kingdom, and we've talked a lot about this more recently, and you'll probably hear more and more as we go. The simple fact of the matter is, Jesus was always talking about the kingdom, a life with Christ in charge of everything, no questions asked. That's the kingdom living. It is when Jesus will reign. Now, we have this opportunity now for Jesus to reign in our heart. That goes back to the grace. The more we are ready to receive the grace of God, the more likely it is that Jesus will reign in our hearts. And for that to take place, we have to move away from the thorns. We have to not be the hard-packed soil that is unwilling to hear or receive anything. We got to go beyond the shallow soil that's among the rocks, where the seeds can't get depth. We got to pull those rocks away. We have to say, Lord, bring me your grace at such level that I become the good soil, so that those seeds can settle in and take root and grow and bear fruit, because bearing fruit is what the call is for us, to bear his fruit. So when we ask ourselves, how can I do that? It comes down to a question of, are we willing to be his disciples? Webster describes a disciple as one who accepts and assists in spreading the doctrine of another. That's the straight up secular definition. And you know, it applies very well here. Now, Webster will also say it's one of the 12 who followed Jesus. But we know that it's all of us who choose to follow Jesus now. Are we ready to accept that which Jesus has given us, the very grace poured out through his very body and blood? Can we hear that? Let it transform us. Strive to hear more clearly what he says. Become true disciples. Take in this glorious message that he carries of grace, mercy, and forgiveness for us, so that we can be transformed into true disciples who will take on the work given to us by Jesus himself to be workers in his kingdom. It's not anything we can do. It's not anything we are necessarily responsible for. But brothers and sisters, it is our opportunity. We get to participate in God's plan, his plan for his creation. And for whatever reason, one I could never possibly understand fully, our God wants us to work with him in this process of sharing the good news, the kingdom news, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that through him and with him we can be free of that which binds us in this world, the pain, the sorrow, the fear, the anxiety, the shame, the sin. He wants us to be whole. So often when someone makes a mistake, they will say, I'm only human. And to that I would say, I wish I was fully human. See, because Jesus has designed us. We have been created to be holy. We can only hope to see a glimmer of that when we are willing to accept his grace. The forgiveness that he offers us, we need to offer to others, and most especially to feel the depth of his grace, we must be able to offer that. that forgiveness to ourselves so that we can become better soil for the words of his kingdom. And when that takes place, we can hear what he says. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Our question today, are we willing to be disciples so that we can get involved in the work of the building up of God's kingdom, so that the glory of God can be seen throughout the world?